It's Here and Now, and Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst is with us. She uses a lot of ingredients, but there's one she says she can't live without, and we want to find out what that is. Kathy, what is it?
Garlic is the spine of all my cooking. I cannot imagine cooking without it. I always say that if I were a realtor, you know how you hear these stories, people to sell houses, they heat up apple cider and cinnamon sticks? No, I would heat up garlic butter or garlic and olive oil because that's the smell of home to me.
More than onions.
Oh, so much
really?
More. And it transforms depending on how you cook it and how you cut it. So we should just get into it.
Right. Let's do that. We've got, of course, your beautiful recipes. We'll get to that. But also with that, three forms of garlic, I'm guessing. One I'm holding, I recognize it's the bulb.
Exactly. That's the mature head of garlic with all the cloves in there. And you see that in grocery stores. And hopefully you'll look for it in farmers markets. And that's what everybody knows.
Yep. And I'm going to pull a clove out while you're talking. Take off the...
Yeah, that's
covering.
Actually, that sound you're hearing means it's very fresh.
Yeah.
You want it to be hard. You want no sprouts coming out of it. That has a slight pink blush. It all depends on what type of garlic that you're buying. But what you also have there before you are two seasonal types of garlic. So let me back up, because garlic is planted in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
You plant cloves and you cover them over with fresh mulch and they spend the whole winter in there. And you would think with a winter like we had last year, they would be dead. But right now in my garden, I have this healthy, gorgeous, green, foot tall garlic growing. And it won't be ready in southern Maine until mid, end of July, even beginning of August. But what we do have right now are two seasonal varieties of garlic. So hold one of those up.
Yeah, what's this?
Okay, so that's a garlic scape. As it's growing, the top of the garlic plant will form one of those bulbs. You see that up there?
Yeah, it looks like a long green bean.
Exactly.
With then a bulb on the top and then a little hat.
Well, so what would be below that would be the garlic growing underground. But you snip that off in the spring, late spring, early summer, depending on where you're growing garlic. And that bulb head is filled with fresh garlic flavor. And the whole scallion-like stem there can be chopped up and put into salads or vinaigrettes. It can be put on pizza, pasta, anything.
So this is the scape.
That's the garlic scape. And
okay.
Boy, those are delicious. And you'll start to see those in farmers markets right now.
Okay.
That is called green garlic.
Yes.
And this is early, early garlic. Farmers like to weed their garlic out. It can't be too close or they don't grow full heads. So this is looks just like a scallion, but smell it.
Oh, my.
Yes, right?
Yeah, it's got the bulb forming at the bottom, but it's so potent.
So if you had left that in the ground, it would turn into a fully mature
right.
head of garlic. So what I've done with both of those, the garlic scapes mm-hmm. and the green garlic, is I made a pesto,
mm-hmm.
And that's on the plate there.
Okay. And do you use the in the green garlic, the one that's young? Do you use just the green or do you use the bulb too?
Oh, definitely the bulb. I mean, that's where so much of the flavor is.
Oh, boy.
And this has Parmesan cheese and almonds in it. You could do it with pistachios and, of course, olive oil and salt and pepper.
Okay.
And it's got a pow. You should just take a little bit of a bite. But there you go, on some crunchy baguette. You also have in front of you fresh mustard greens,
yep.
an early summer crop. Mm. They're so tender. And I chopped the garlic scape and the green garlic, and I sautéed them in olive oil and balsamic and poured a hot dressing on top of these tender young greens. This is a really fresh take on a mustard green salad that you could serve as a side dish or you could throw other protein on top.
We'll have pictures and recipes and everything at herenow.org. So back to the bulb, which is the thing that these would grow into.
Exactly.
What's the best way to work with a clove of garlic?
Something that I've learned over the years is that garlic is at its best when it's presented two different ways. You smash a bulb of garlic, and then you can mince it. That's finely chopped.
You can smash it with the broad end of the knife.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You take the flat end of the knife, you push it down, and it pops right out from the skin. You don't need gizmos. You don't need to go shopping. But then I also like to very thinly slice it, paper thin. And if I'm doing stir fries or summer sautés with garden vegetables, I like to add the garlic in those two different forms. And I feel that there's more dimension that I get out of the garlic if it's presented that way. Some people have trouble with raw garlic. It just doesn't agree with them. Roasted garlic is one of the great treats. You just cut off the top of the whole head, about a quarter of an inch, put in a small oven-proof skillet, little olive oil on top, salt and pepper, and roast it till it's just soft when you kind of mush on the outside, and pop those cloves out. And what happens to garlic when it's roasted is it becomes sweet.
Mm-hmm. So subtle, strong. Just before we go, just a couple other ideas.
I love spaghetti and clam sauce with lots of garlic, where you just steam open little neck clams with garlic and olive oil and white wine. Sauteed fillet of sole with garlic and almonds and capers. Any kind of pasta dish. And again, try roasting it if you're afraid of it, because you will not believe how sweet it is with none of that pow.
Yeah. But we're big on pow, too. So Kathy Gunst will have all of her recipes, again, at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks so much for the focus on the humble garlic.
The stinking rose. Thanks, Robin.
And Jeremy, everyone's off to the races at facebook.com/hereandnowradio. Emily Dale talking about her garlic scape hummus. So people join in there. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.